Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. I'm back with JC. The Dogs are causing a bit of trouble at the moment, aren't they, for you?
Yes.
We haven't had the start we wanted.
It's quite impressive,
to
actually.
Season three, I think it is.
No. It's quite impressive if you're on the other side of the spectrum, but I haven't tipped all that well in the first fortnight back, but obviously looking to kick things off well this week. We've got a special guest in our ear right now, and going to a really big night at the Meadows on Saturday. We've got another big pot available.
Yeah, well, it's always darkest before the dawn, and I do think that you will turn things around very quickly. It happened with the Saturday set of the racing. The boys were just struggling along. Everyone was bagging it, and suddenly, bang, some say the greatest.
And then the real
Saturday
form judge
ever.
Came in, the best sort in racing.
Yes.
The greatest to ever touch a form guide, Matt Taylor.
Let's welcome in our special guest, Mr. Troy Little, down in Melbourne, Victoria way. He's come in because it's all about Melbourne Meadows racing this week, isn't it? We've got the Australian Cup, we've got the Fanta Bale, we've got the Rookie Rebel as well. And Troy, you know a lot about all that stuff. Welcome, mate, and thank you for coming on board again for this week.
Hey, lads. Good to be here. And we go again, another week in racing and greyhound racing.
We go again. It's one of the best weekends of the year, isn't it? It's a great night at the Meadows on Saturday night. Australian Cup, pretty prestigious race to win, yeah?
Yeah, it's probably, equals the Melbourne Cup Carnival in late November, and you've got your heats, semis and finals, and throw in a good staying race as well. And yeah, Saturday night was a great night of racing, and looking forward to watching how the finals pan out.
Yeah, so we always start this show with this last week. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a look at the four semis of the Australian Cup. We'll also have a look at a couple of heats of the Fanta Bale, and we'll have a look at both those markets and also the Rookie Rebel. We're going to move pretty quickly, so we're just going to show the last sort of 250, 300 metres of each race. Let's start with Vincent Bale's win in the first of the semis of the Australian Cup. Here he is here. Going out to lead, I'll let you boys talk about what you thought of this.
I'll let Troy take it away.
Okay, he's what did you make of Vincent Bale? One of the more impressive wins of the night.
He's one of the hot dogs on the scene at the minute. The interesting thing was the time. He didn't run much time here. I think the rain came just before this race. As you can see, there's a bit of wetness on the track. So 29.88, the rain came before all these heats. So it was interesting that they didn't quite run as hot on the clock as what they usually would, these dogs. So that was an interesting point to look at. But, you know, he got the great draw, pad ability ran off, and he just basically had a solo trial, and he goes into the Australian Cup final in red hot form. My query would be his first split. Is it quick enough to put him into a position in a high pressure race? I'm not sure.
Cool. All right, let's move on to your dog, Mapunga Tully. Of course, found this for us in our last Mates Mode pot. Got $4.60 in a much lesser race than what he was in here, and he's right in the thick of the final as well. Here he is out in front and just keeps on going even after, you know, a real solid attack from Flying Zulu.
Yeah, this dog's absolutely airborne. We were on it when it won off a wide draw. It just grows a leg with a bit of room, this dog. As you can see at the start of that race, it wants to shift off the track and loves coming down on top of dogs. You put a dog outside it, not so much the same dog, but it's getting faster and faster, and it's running the times capable of winning a race, and it can split quick, so it's right in this final.
Yeah, so you're thinking maybe we might be on it in the final, but maybe not quite yet because it's the bookies have got it well found at the moment. Is that your overall feeling?
I've had a quick glance at the box draw. I haven't dug deep into the form and the splits and the map yet, so I can't make a comment on the final bet.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on to the most airborne dog in Australia, Mr. Tim Zhu. He's in the pink. He's out the back. Talk us through this one, Troy. One of the great wins.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Like I was talking to a trainer the other night. I'm like, dogs just don't do this in Group 1 heats and finals. Like, you don't never see dogs come from 6-7 lengths off the bunny and round up, and he spears wide here on the corner and still just picks him up. Like, it was a fantastic win. I was gobsmacked he beat our dog in that race, Flying Zulu, when we were on it 2 weeks ago. But maybe those 600 metres have just toughened him up and strengthened him right up, and he's just savaging the line. He's going unbelievable. But I see he's come up with the horror draw again in the final. But I'll tell you what, he's done two unbelievable things the last 2 weeks, so you can't discard him.
Yeah, I heard the Thompson stable saying, or Thompson Kennel saying, that they don't care where he draws because he just That's what they said. They
yeah, like, I know. But yeah. I don't know. It's got to come to an end eventually, as Troy and I both know.
It's not
a trait that's all that good for racing, let alone Group 1 racing. Yeah. So
he was a take-on dog early days because he was a nightmare dog at the boxes, and every time he drew wide, he got beat. But for some reason, he might be seasoned, he's toughened up, he's got stronger, and he's just in a real rich vein of form at the minute.
Unreal. Let's move on to another Thompson dog, Excavation in the Yellow. Goes to the lead. Take it away, Troy.
Yeah, seasoned campaigner. Looked the winner off this draw. There was no speed on paper. Went straight on the bunny and ran 29.90, similar to what Vincent Bale ran. They all sort of ran similar time, these dogs. Excavation, he's a seasoned Group 1 performer. Gets into a lot of these finals and he's hard and tough. So, and he's got the best kennel, you know, for the group racing at the moment. So he's going to be right there.
Cool. Let's bring the market up and see what it all means, as I like to say. Look, no big surprises there, really. Kenya All Class was a good run as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great run. Like, she's doing a great job, Jess, with this dog. He's basically a middle distance dog, but she's got to race him over the sprint and the staying. So it's really hard for her to place him, but she's doing a great job. And I'd say he would get spat out the back here, but he'll be hammering late. I don't know if he can win, but he'll be hammering late.
And so before we move on, what are we thinking, boys? Like, I know we're not ready to strike a blow, but what are your early thoughts in this race? Are you not willing to reveal?
Tim Sewell start double figures. What do you think, JC? Okay.
Yeah, well, I thought Tim Sewell and Kenya All Class probably the two dogs I wanted to take on just due to their racing style. I think they'll both probably, maybe not Tim Sewell just because he's racing so well, but I just thought Mapunga Tully, if she begins like she has the last couple of weeks, probably finds a front here. Just don't think there's a lot of speed drawn underneath her, and Excavation's probably the dog that sits outside her. I think he probably is stronger than her in the last 100 metres or so. I guess it just depends where the flyers like Vincent Bale, Tim Zoo and Kenya All Class are, and even Flying Zulu in that last 100 metres. If they're close enough, they're obviously, we saw there Kenya All Class take about half a dozen lengths off Excavation. But in saying that, that track was a little bit heavier, so I think they'll run a little bit quicker on the arm this week. So I'm Team Excavation just off the boxes.
Very good. Anything to add, Troy?
No, not really. I'd be just looking at it at the minute. I'd probably be opposing 7 and 8. They both go, you know, Pink's going to be out there in no man's lane. He's going to need a lap of God, you know, to come from behind these dogs. And Flying Zulu has had two fence draws and goes to a wide draw. So that's something that I don't like. And I'd probably be looking to oppose them. And I'd be probably looking inside here. Okay. The two inside dogs can miss a kick. So then you go to 3, 4, and 5. That's where I'll be honing my form in and having a good deep dive into their splits and see what I think can hold the front.
All right, outstanding. You're pretty confident we'll have a bet for the Mates Mode pod on Saturday night in this race?
Be up to Troy. I don't know if there's a lot of value at Group 1 level, but you never know. Maybe Vincent Bale Excavation and Mapunga Tully could present it on his data.
Very good. All right, let's move on. We're going to go to two of the heats of the Fanabel. There were three, but we're just going to watch the two heats where the favourites have come out of. And let's start with Ethanol Water's win in the checks. A bit bittersweet for us because we were on Ethanol Water last start, weren't we?
Where was this last week, Troy?
Exactly. Yeah, this is the point where it just dropped out.
It's like Switzerland. How bad is Switzerland go on Saturday? Can you explain that?
Yeah.
You know,
and then
this probably comes out and wins the new market. Yeah, this run the week before was absolutely disgraceful. You thought it was broken down, sore. Who knows what was wrong with it? Yeah. But it probably travelled back bad because it had travelled back bad once before from an interstate run. So the dailies are great. They know what they're doing. They would have checked it over. There would have been nothing wrong with it. Maybe and she just had a bad week and she's come back and showed what she really is. You know, she's a great stayer. So they aren't robots. They are animals and they can have bad nights. And it just shows sometimes you've got to forgive runs. But I didn't bet in that race Saturday night. I couldn't forgive how bad she went the week before. Sure. I had to watch and see. But she's right in this race. She's a proven quality staying winner. And they're great at grand finals, these trainers. So,
Sweet. All right, let's move to Unreal Speed's win. In the blue, about to go the lead now. Take it away, Troy.
Yeah, really good run. He was a dog after his first up run from a spell, which was terrific. He was put into this race and he was the one they had to beat. And he got to the front early. And I thought about here, he was slightly getting out of tickets, but he just kicked again late. And that was second up after a long break. You'd think he's going to be third up even better. He trials the house down this dog. If he can go forward and get a spot in the first four early, they're going to know he's right there because he's a very quick dog.
Let's throw the market up. The market's pretty much going to say what you're saying. Late night news there, another threat. What do you think? You think it's a race in two, do you, Troy?
Yeah, you can probably add a one in front of late night news for me. I just take on these Sydney dogs. They just don't win down here. It trialled all right. It raced okay, but I couldn't see it turning the tables, especially from box 8. So it'll be the one I'll be shoving and I'll be looking probably at the other two. Well, I did have something on Groovebird the other night. She went good. She's beginning well. She's got a bit of a flat spot mid-race, but she's a bit more seasoned now and her times are getting better. So, you know,
she won the other heat, didn't she?
Yes. Yeah. She could be the value there if she got a fly at the start maybe and found the front.
So we've got one more group one on the night, the Rookie Rebel, a 600-meter race. Just thought we'd throw the market up, have a bit of a chat about it. Do you know much about these dogs? Obviously, Palawar King, one of the best dogs in the country, ran poorly at Wentworth Park. We're actually going to look at that later in the show. But what do you make of that market, Troy?
Well, I don't think I've ever backed him, and I don't think I'm going to start backing him now. Because he's getting on and on. But he's a great old dog. It's just not the way I bet. I don't back dogs that tail out the back and half go and then chase the last bit and fly. That's just not how I've operated. So I'll be looking towards the leaders, which look to be sort of Warm Cockles. Stomping's going to go forward, Zipping Kai. See, I don't know how the black's gone. I'm going to have to watch some replays of the black. He's been back in Tassie, but he's a hot dog, and he's won two big races at the Meadows, track and distance. So
yeah,
he's got to be in there somewhere. Yeah, interesting race. Very interesting race. We'll have to dig hard into this one.
Look forward to it. Okay, so let's just talk about the Mates Mode pot on Saturday night. Of course, we're sponsored by Neds, but you can join the Mates Mode pot on Ladbrokes. I think it's going to be a bit of a rinse and repeat of our strategy last time, right? We find about 8 to 10 of best bets from you guys, maybe a couple of multis to give us a chance to kick a little bit. But we'll know exactly what we're going to do before the pot closes at about 6:30 p.m. All the bets will be on and then we just sit back and watch them all. Yeah? Is that what you boys are thinking?
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. I think Troy will get his markets all adjusted tonight, tomorrow, and we'll get some early bets in there. And I'll have a few on Saturday morning at Wentworth Park and Ipswich, and hopefully we can turn the punters a dividend this time. Profitable dividend.
Yeah. No, I was happy with how we went last time. I think just bad luck beat us, really. Tim Zoo is one of the dogs on the night that just came from nowhere and, you know, so, yeah.
More like good luck for the other dogs.
True.
If that makes sense. They got the runs presented at the right time. But we'll bounce back. We've got to beat the bookies on Saturday night, the Meadows, Ipswich and Wennie Park.
Very good. Anything to add, Troy?
No, not really. We took good prices and the races, most of the races fell as they were. They just got nailed on the line. So if we're in front and we're getting nailed on the line, that's too good. You've just bat on.
Yeah.
But in greyhound racing, you've got to be in front. So that's where we'll be trying to head.
Unreal, mate. We really appreciate your help and your support. Really looking forward to ripping in with you on Saturday night. Thanks for coming on today and we'll chat in the next few days.
Let's go, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Troy. Moving on to other news. Young JC, bit of news out of New South Wales.
Yes.
Good Odds Copper, one of the most airborne dogs in Australia. I love calling him airborne, don't I? Won the Bulleye Cup. Here he is in the red. Gets the job done. He was dominant favourite.
Yeah, he got absolutely smashed in betting. It was about 350 into 6-4. He scraped paint, used box one to his advantage, got underneath the Jason Magri-trained runner and won the race. He broke 26 seconds at Bulleye. Adds another group race to his long list of group wins. He's been a great dog for Frank and Tracy Hurst. And the show goes on for Good Odds Cobber. I'm not sure where he goes to now. Probably an Easter egg. Yeah. Probably in April. Probably is his next big assignment. Definitely looking forward. Might be his bit of a swan song.
Talking about Easter egg, Wentworth Park. So went close to breaking the track record again. Jungle Johnny, they're all doing, aren't they? So 29.16 he runs. He's in the
bloody
white
hell.
For three.
Big win. Yeah. Running 29.16.
And we better say too, that's Palawar King out the back there in the red.
Yes. Yeah, he was driving back in distance. Palawar King, he's a bit more of an older dog now, so he's a little bit more dour, so I wouldn't be too concerned with that run there, to be completely honest. But Jungle Johnny, 29.16, stepped slowly, barged through a small gap, found the front, quickly put half a dozen lengths on rivals and run the absolute hands off the clock. Mark Gatz recently acquired this dog from Johnny Maroon. He ran really fast time on debut there, and then he just wasn't able to crack another win over his next half a dozen starts or so, but he's got him absolutely flying Gaddy. He ran really, really quick time at Bulleye, broke 34 seconds at Dapto, which is absolutely unheard of, and 29.16 there. I'm pretty sure that'd probably be the second or third fastest time in the history of Wentworth Park. So he's absolutely flying. He's a dog that's interchangeable, can run 500, can run 600, and you never know, in time he might be able to run 700.
Yeah, and Palawar King ran last, I think, there.
You'll be sweet.
Goes down to Melbourne. You're expecting a better performance?
Yeah, better performance, but as Troy mentioned, 600 metres will help. Box one obviously help. He'll drop out the back. If he gets the runs, he can obviously flash home and probably run into a placing. And if he doesn't get the runs, then he's obviously not going to run a placing. Yeah. So, he'll definitely be a lot better than what you saw there. It just got It's very hard when a dog runs 29, one on the bunny, and you're about 25 lengths off the lure.
Yeah.
You just, over distance, I'd be giving up too, personally, because sure. You're not winning and you're not even picking up second last. So, no point.
True. All right, let's move to Western Australia. A little bit of news coming out there. So, they named the Greyhound of the Year, and it was Miss Envy.
Yeah, she's been a great bitch. She broke her maiden at Cannington probably 6-9 months ago now. And since then, she's taken out a lot of group races all across Australia. She was really good up there in Brisbane a couple of months ago, running second to La Sagrada in a race up there. And then she obviously took out a race, I think it was the Laurels down at Sandown at the back end of last year. And she's gone back over there, won a few races. And yeah, she's absolutely flying. Good to see for Team Shinners.
Unreal. And we got Tommy Shelby entering the Greyhound Hall of Fame over there as well.
Yeah, no more deserving dog, I guess, of Tommy Shelby, especially the last decade. He was a really instrumental dog for the Team Withers there. He was a bit of a fan favourite, obviously, with that name, the Peaky Blinders main character there. So he was a really, really good dog, great dog even. He's turned out to be a really, really good stud dog. He's one of the more highly touted stud dogs on the market currently. And with Fernando Bale starting to get older in age, Tommy Shelby, the son of Fernando Bale, probably will take over the reins and become arguably the best stud dog in Australia in the next couple of years.
Unreal. And talking about stud dogs, so Sunset Fraser, who's injured.
Yes.
But he's been able to go to stud. It sounds
he's still
right.
Working. He's still working.
So we don't have that in horse racing. We don't have it where, you know, horses go do some stud duties, then go back to racing. It happens if they're infertile, like militarised.
Yes.
But in greyhound racing, they can send him to stud for a little bit of period and then
my question is, if he enjoys it so much, will he want to come back to the racetrack?
Exactly.
You know, I think he's going to make a great stud dog, personally. He rails hard. He chases his absolute guts out. He barges through packs. We've obviously seen him win at group class. I thought him and Good Odds Cobber of this next sort of generation coming through, obviously, you had Explicit, you got Tim Zoo, those type of dogs. But of the, I guess, interstate dogs, other than the Melbourne dogs, Sunset Fraser, he's always been one of my fan favourites, and especially Good Odds Cobber. I think they're both going to make great stud dogs for probably a fair enough price down the track. So yeah. Good to see him getting a few straws, and JC might jump on that bandwagon and buy one.
Outstanding. Well, that's this last week done and dusted. It's time to move to the all-important Thursday set.
Infamous.
I believe in it this week. You're going to come steaming home.
At least someone believes
all
in it.
All the haters came out on the Saturday set last week, were bagging it. Even in, like, we put up a reel saying these, you know, these tips are nothing but donations. Dream Team tip had two tips, $9 and
best sort.
$10. Something like
he wasn't too happy with the lighting you gave him a little wasn't bit. He? Yeah, it was just like, this lighting's a lot better. You make me look a lot better than what I actually do look like in
maybe
person.
But Thursday set, please.
Oh, poor Matty Taylor. Albion Park, race 2, number 7, Simulate. Recently stepped up to the 600 metres. This bitch led and been run down both times by a dog by the name of Back Creek Benny, absolutely flying. Should be very hard to run down here. Doesn't have to deal with Back Creek Benny. Race 7, number 8, Tarawai Buster. Flew last side at Ipswich. Run 24.67. Beat subsequent winner, Whistle Away, up to the 520 metres here. He's won 3 of his 7 over this track and trip, and he's drawn exactly where he wants to be. And Hobart, race 1, number 1, Red Day. Flew around Launceston, 2 starts, go back to Hobart, finds a really weak race, draws the red here, should find the arm, should be winning. Probably be short price, but definitely one for a multi-filler on Thursday night.
Thank you very much, sir. All right, well, that wraps us up for today. But don't forget to get involved in our Mates Mode pot on the Ladbrokes app. We're also doing one for horse racing, doing a bit of a live stream for the
Blue Diamond Day.
Blue Diamond Day, a little bit of a live stream for that. So you can join in that one as well, but most importantly, join in the Dogs one. It'll be a lot of fun. Can't wait to see you in the Den and on the Ladbrokes app on Saturday. Let's go. See you then.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.